Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with a quick Wednesday Take 5. I'm thankful for Dave Brantley and Robert White, a.k.a. The Menu, for providing the background melody. For a few minutes today, I want to talk to you about a form you know as a change of schedule. The proper nomenclature for that form is a PS Form 3189. It is a form designed by headquarters to provide personal comfort and relief to employees. Now, it has been grossly taken out of context by postal management, requesting documentation and things of this nature, not required at all for a 3189. Now, here's the downside of that. Well, management says if you don't provide documentation, acceptable documentation, then they just disapprove the form. Again, I say to postal employees who hear my voice, this is something that is afforded to employees, and I gotta tell you, you gotta fight for your right to be able to take advantage of it. You see, when the 3189 was put into play by postal headquarters, it says right at the top in bold caption, personal convenience. I don't have to explain what my personal convenience is. The form already took care of it. I want to go to a baseball game during work hours. That's what a 3189 is for. Now, what postal management does is they look at it as if they've got to go through a whirlwind of schedule changes just to accommodate. Here's a classic example of postal management's inability to teach supervisors how to schedule and be flexible so that you provide an environment that postal employees want to come to every day. But instead, postal management takes the position, we're not approving any 3189s. And I want to tell you, that's not what the Elm is about. That's not what postal contracts are about. That's not what postal negotiation is about. But unfortunately, nobody's out there beating the door down. And the 3189 is a very important tool for all union members. I'm not talking to mail handlers. I'm talking to clerks. I'm talking to carriers, maintenance personnel. Postal headquarters understand that there's more to life. Well, in this case, that there's more to life than just being at work. So they designed this form. If you've got a situation that needs to be addressed during your normal work hours, you submit a 3189 change of schedule. Now, what happens is, if postal management would study and learn how to schedule, they could approve more 3189s, which will have the latent function of bringing more people to work, because now, guess what? Because you changed my schedule, you've adjusted to my personal concern, I can now come to work and still take care of the concern. Because you and I know, if you continue to disapprove 3189s at the rate postal management does it, the people just call in. Now you've got an unexpected absence that you must cover. You see, postal management spends way too much time teaching managers reactionary drills instead of proactionary drills. If I give you next Thursday off on a change of schedule, that gives me 5 days to maneuver people into play, bring in overtime, move MHAs, move PSCs. If you did it because you knew the post office says employees have a right to be off, and if you allow the employee to exercise that right, you're going to see more people coming to work. Now, I know that sounds real crazy to postal management, because in their mind, all they heard was, we're going to do a good thing for the employees. No, not postal management. I say, yes, postal management. One of the small things you can do to help improve your employee attendance and postal management, as always, you're either going to be the creator or the destroyer of whatever it is that we're going to do in the post office. And union personnel, why would you never not approve a change of schedule for an employee? You see, when management allows you to do that and you take it upon yourself that you want to investigate the change before giving it to management, now you yourself try to play postal management, not your job. Kenny Hodge on the podcast. Talk to you when I talk to you.